Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
It is Monday. It's June 1st, everybody. We made it out of May. It's June 1st.
Wow, and we did make it.
We did make it. It seems like forever. But look, this weekend, man, the news was just dominated by all the protesting that we saw, the demonstrating. Of course, this comes after the brutal death of George Floyd out in Minneapolis on Monday. So it was like 6 days of straight protesting.
Yeah.
Sadly, well, before I get to the sadly part, I mean, cities all around the world, too. London, Berlin, Tokyo, Toronto, all across the great American cities, people were out voicing their opinion. However, I don't know, Mark. It seemed to me when I saw it, it was definitely like a couple of different factions at work when we saw them out protesting.
Yes.
Some, you know, people didn't look like they belonged to any part of the movement to push this forward, but they were out there, sort of in a chaotic way, but to grab attention. So did it do the job?
Yeah, I mean, it did do the job, but like you said, it just seemed to be a disconnect. You saw the peaceful protest, you saw people in masks and skateboards and throwing stuff. It was it's obviously different forces out.
And I think it mixes the message because then the news, and Fox 5 included, that becomes the story. And that broke my heart because I love what people are doing. The end result, though, with the looting and the rioting, 40 cities, including D.C., have curfews. 2-day curfew starting at 7 tonight for D.C. National Guard activated in 23 different states. And all of this while the pandemic is going on. So all I can think about is there's people are standing so close. They're yelling.
No mask on.
But when something like this happens, does a higher message take over? Is it like, you know what? I'm done with the pandemic now. I've got to get out here and make my voice heard. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like,
I think we're going to see the after effects of that.
Some of that, yeah. Okay. And this on a day where we are open in the DMV for phase one. So in the meantime, a lot of these protests were sort of centered around the White House. A lot of the rioting and the behavior was at the White House. And the president today has come out and berated governors, saying that they are looking weak, urging them to dominate protesters in their states. But we didn't hear from President Trump at all.
What was he looking?
Past presidents, we've heard this message of calm, stay calm, we're going to get through this. Instead, the president was said to be in a bunker in the White House, staying safe. But look, we did hear from former Vice President Joe Biden, whom, of course, is running for the White House in November. Here's Biden.
He is totally, thoroughly wrong the way he's handling this. It is not presidential. It is not consistent with what other presidents would do. It's not consistent with our values. It's not consistent with who we are as a people. This president steps across the line constantly the way, well, when the looting starts, the shooting starts. Come on.
Come on. I mean, what are we doing? We're doing this, and it feels like we don't have any leadership to do it with.
For the president to say, call out any other people for looking weak, that has to be the weakest line.
We haven't heard from you. I cannot wait to hear what you have to say about this DMV. Call us. Did you watch the protest? Did you go down? How do you feel about it? Give us a call.
202-432-WHUR.
It's the new move in the afternoon. Fox 5's Allison Seymour and her husband, Mark Clark, on 96.3 WHUR.